Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. You're going to be very excited because Walter Kieschel is back in the building, so to speak. Walter is the former editorial director of Harvard Business Review. He's the former managing editor at Fortune Magazine. How about those creds, huh? He's also the author of one of my favorite books, The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World, one of my favorite books in my library. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's our good friend, Walter Kieschel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's good to be with you again.
Good to have you back. So, one of the things that I know you like to see is when managers simplify the way they do their business. And you like it when they get organized with their simplicity, don't you?
I do indeed. I feel like I'm kind of here following in the footsteps of Gary, who you talked about his book on the six disciplines. But I know that, like you, I kind of keep up with the management literature. And I've noticed in the last year or two that there are new books that have titles like, there's a book called The Three Rules from a couple of consultants, Michael Rayner and Mumtaz Ahmed at Deloitte, that say that there are three basic rules that you need to follow, and you don't need to worry about that many others if you keep track of these. And then there's a new book this year called Six Simple Rules by two consultants at the Boston Consulting Group, Eve Morrison and Peter Tolman, saying, well, here are six simple rules. If you follow these,
So, Walter, is that now, are there three rules or six rules or nine rules? What do we got?
Well, it depends. I mean, the interesting question, and I'd love to know what the Jim Blasingame view on this is and how many rules you think are essential and which ones are the top three of your list. But I think it's always a good idea for most businesses to have sort of three or four principles, if you will, or overarching ideas that they keep to guide them through their day-to-day operations. I mean, it's interesting, the Three Rules book, their rules are really quite simple. It's better before cheaper. That is, winners rarely compete on price.
Mm-hmm.
They work on producing a
higher-value product. That takes you to a price war, and for small businesses, the price war is over, and we lost.
Yeah, exactly. Another one of the rules is revenue before cost, that the winners typically draw their profits through price and volume, not by thrift.
That's where I say that's how you can tell who's running the company. Are the merchants running the company or are the operators running the company?
Right.
As a little aside, right now corporate America is being run by operators, not merchants.
I guess that's right, with all the focus on cost-cutting and thriftiness.
That's right. There are no merchants. There are no merchants running corporate America anymore. It's all operators, all fish-eyed bean counters.
Well, that is, of course, partly a result of the strategy revolution that I wrote about in my book, where everybody suddenly got religion about keeping track of their costs. And and then, you know, if you give the shareholders the primary of value of increasing the share and make that your totem that you worship, then the bean counters are more likely to be able to address that. In the short term, but not necessarily in the long term. I agree with you that the merchants who can figure out how to...
But your point is not so much that the guys who wrote the six rule book that they own the franchise on rules. Your point is we need to establish what our rules are, don't we?
Exactly. So that every company or business of any size should have some guiding rules that are sort of the guardrails in which they do their operations, and that people agree on and understand. It's interesting, in the Six Rules book, one of the first rule that they have is that you should understand what your people actually do, and how oftentimes management, particularly in large corporations, really don't understand what the kind of people on the bleeding edge of the business, dealing with customers or dealing with suppliers, are really having to cope with and wrestle with. And so only when you...
Another thing a lot close to that is having rules for people who can't, who don't have the ability to perform those rules.
Exactly so. Another one of their rules, of these six rules, is that you reward those who cooperate with one another. A lot of their book is about how do you balance autonomy in your people. You want to give them lots, but with cooperation.
Right. Let's talk some more about these rules. Let's talk about how you can develop your rules after these messages with our good friend Walter Kieschel. I told you he would stimulate our brains when he joined us. Walter Kieschel and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.